who but God goes up to heaven and comes back down? Who holds the wind in his fist? Who wraps up the oceans in his cloak? Who has created the whole wide world? What is his name and his son's name? Tell me if you know. We know he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, "Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God." Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Chosen ones of God are waiting. Promises and prophecies are all that they have had for 400 years. Reality has blurred their vision, and ancient ritual has become their anchor. It is a poor substitute for Messiah, but it is all they have, and they cling mightily to it. They've studied the prophecies. It keeps their desires and dreams alive. Adherence to the law, the never-ending need for sacrifices, the unrelenting intimidation and interruption of their way of life has brought desperate pleas to God for the imminent appearing of the Promised One. Everything must be fulfilled that was written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, everything. But what about the promise of a righteous deliverer? Where is the one who will bind up the brokenhearted? Where is the one who will proclaim liberty to the captives? Where is he who will open the prison to them that are bound? I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. Now listen. Listen as never before. Disappointment and disillusion are about to be eclipsed by a single word. That word is hope. The greatest news they could imagine is about to descend on them. The glory is soon to be revealed. For hope is not lost. Hope is not out of reach. Hope is not gone. Hope is born Emmanuel.
Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you.
God. This was not just a chorus sent from heaven, sweetly singing o'er the plains. This was a majestic, mighty host of angels proclaiming the birth of God's Son. Nothing like this had ever occurred. It was an amazing sight. It was a breathtaking spectacle. It was frightfully extravagant. It was miraculous. Glory to God in the highest. Yes, Gloria, hope is born.
In the night of peaceful slumber,
Gloria in
a
sheltered
tale, came the sound of angelic thunder,
Gloria in a sheltered tale,
shepherds startled by the sight,
Gloria in a sheltered tale,
by the glory shining in the night,
Gloria in a sheltered tale, peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. Hail the birth of Jesus, God's own Son, sing glory.
Hear the angels as they sing,
glory up in a sheltered
chair. In a manger he will lay,
glory up in a sheltered chair.
Unto you a child is born,
glory up in a sheltered chair.
Bethlehem on this Christmas morn,
glory up in a sheltered tale, peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. Hail the birth of Jesus, God's own Son, sing Gloria.
Running from the stable,
incandescent light of Shekinah, glory instantly illuminated the dark, clear desert sky. Angels from the realms of glory united in a great chorus, praising God for the coming of the Savior. Let us join in a chorus of praise. Come and worship, worship Christ, the newborn King.
Glory, wind of light o'er all the earth. He who saved, created.
Mary was grateful for the months of preparation following the angel visitation. The overshadowing by the Almighty had transformed not just her body, but her heart. Though she had always been uniquely turned toward the Father, there were days now that Mary felt His nurturing love so profoundly that her heart ached. Slowly, subtly, and surely, a mystery occurred. In the empty space she yielded, the Father began to create the divine. The Almighty had always been her shelter. Now, in a moment, an unimaginable gift was hers. She became shelter for the Almighty. Mary looked around her. She looked at this place where animals slept and ate. She looked at the feed box where her son, God's son, lay sleeping. She smiled at the thought of Joseph so carefully and lovingly laying the straw for her and for the baby. Now her heart filled with a knowing so deep she exhaled from the core of her. This was holy ground, the sacred sanctuary where once no man could enter was now a stable, the place where God's presence dwells.
In the quiet of this moment, whispered prayers are what I sing. I am blessed beyond all measure for the wonder that you bring. I know I have been chosen, yet I know I'm just a girl. Now my joyful tears fall down on the hope of all the world. May you know the peace you promise as you hear a higher call. May you know your Father's pleasure as the chosen one of all. May you find the strength to take you to wherever your way back home to me. Find your way back to me when you feel all alone. For wherever nestle close, my dearest one. Now my heart is overflowing. Thank you, God, for our son. Rest, little Yeshua. You are safe now from all harm, and my only hope in this world is cradle.
so the hope of the world was born in a stable, and those who came to see him entered the Holy of Holies, stepping on straw. And all these tender mercies of the Father captivated Mary, even as she pondered all that lay before her. It was her calm assurance, even as she prayed for wisdom. The Father's promise, the prophet's proclamation, the star appearing, the angel's pronouncement, the shepherds approaching, the king's pursuing, and the mother praying, all miraculously interwoven parts of the greatest story ever told. The story of the Word become flesh, the glory revealed, Messiah among us, hope is born, Emmanuel.
Shepherds watch our keeping. Suddenly a brilliant light is the evening. Filled with pride they stare at all angels far above them. Here I hear the angel call, bringing peace to all. Amen.
Took our darkness. Love's unquenchable fire brings us into the light of forever. What was hidden, now revealed. Disappointment, disillusion, and discouragement extinguished. O Word of God appearing, this kingdom of heaven arrived. Mystery of God in a baby, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the now and not yet kingdom. As the light of the perfect day approaches, we cry, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
In the first light of a new day. No one knew he had arrived. Things continued as they had been, while a newborn softly cried. But the heavens, wrapped in wonder, knew the meaning of his birth. In the weakness of a baby, they knew God had come to
ponder, so much to try to comprehend, all the while knowing we are confronting the incomprehensible. He beckons us to come, come and partake of his infinite peace. silent night, an eternal door opened, and bright light came rushing through. Darkness dissolved, and ardent hope stood in its place. No more the dark path, for the star that blazed in the heavens lit this processional of the invited. Come you the exile, come you the weak and frail, come you the rich and poor, come children of God, fearlessly to heaven's stall. Do you see him now, the Son of Man? He looks like you and me.